To make the sound D, place the tip of the tongue on the alveolar ridge and make a voiced sound. Hold the D slightly at the beginning of a word, then release it with the next sound. Repeat these examples.
Day, dime, does, dollar, do, dress, drive, dwarf.
At the end of words before consonants, hold your tongue briefly on the alveolar ridge, then go on to the next word. Repeat the following examples.
Tell Dad to drive. The bed belongs to me. The lid fell off. When does the tide come in? The code number is on the back.
To make the sound of D between vowels and after the consonant R, tap the tongue quickly on the palate without holding it, then go on to the next vowel. Note that this sound is often spelled with the letter T. Repeat the following examples.
Lady, body, faded, graded, harder, order, daddy, muddy, added, city, later, shorter, graded, subtle, little, fitted.
Usage tips. To make the regular past tense, add D to verbs that end in a vowel sound or one of the voiced consonants. Even though there is a letter E before the D, do not make a vowel sound before the D. The E is silent. Read the examples as you repeat them after the speaker.
Played, stayed, cried, snowed, glued, rubbed, hugged, loved, judged, rolled, hemmed, canned, feared, buzzed.
Do add the unstressed vowel plus D to verbs ending with D or T. The verb now has one more syllable. Repeat the following words.
Faded, ended, landed, folded, loaded, wanted, planted, invited, created, greeted.
A pronoun plus apostrophe D forms a contraction for the modals had and would. Be careful not to use the unstressed vowel here, which would add another syllable to the word. Read these examples as you repeat them.
I'd been there before. They'd called us earlier. We'd better stay. You'd better not do that. I'd help you if I could. He'd come if he wanted to. We'd like a drink.
Practice for mastery. Now repeat the following sentences.
Dan drove us around before dinner. Does Donna have a dollar? David didn't do the dishes.
He said it. I got it. She did it.
That bed is old. She had a bad cold. He ate a bit of butter.
Fred is a 40-year-old veteran. Patty sat on the little ladder. Eddie's 30 today. It's a beautiful city, but it's so dirty.
The letter D is silent in the following words. Read them as you repeat them during the pauses.
Wednesday. Grandfather. Grandmother. Grandchildren. Handkerchief.
Practice in context. Now read the following poem featuring the final past tense sounds t, d, and id, and repeat each line after the speaker.
The surprise party. They shopped, spent, cooked, ate. Drank, gossiped, laughed, baked. Stopped and talked. Worked and walked.
They planned, saved, sewed, schemed. Programmed, whispered, giggled, dreamed. Enjoyed and played. A party made.
They decorated and waited. Then shouted and celebrated.
Now read a tongue twister which features the sounds t and d, and repeat each line after the speaker.
The tutor. A tutor who tooted the flute. Tried to teach two young tutors to toot. Said the two to the tutor, "Is it harder to toot or to tutor two tutors to toot?"